is the Xeroid process, and it is available to you at the American Family Clinic. It is painless and non-invasive. If you want to optimize your health by using this advanced energy technology, call 1-800-205-6245 and make an appointment today. That's 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and those of you who are regular listeners to our program realize that we know there is a conspiracy against God. It is manifested in many ways, but we can see this certainly in taking mention of God and Jesus Christ out of our schools and public prayers and public places, and removing the Ten Commandments and removing Bibles from our schools, and certainly the effort to take crosses down when they're publicly displayed in Christ out of Christmas. But one of the most flagrant efforts to destroy the very foundation of our society is to take leader-led prayer out of our military, to encourage women in the military, which is totally demoralizing, open homosexuality in the military. It's always been there, but it has never been open and accepted. And with this effort to say, oh, it's perfectly normal, well, it's not normal because it's in violation of God's law. And whenever a country turns against God, God eventually turns against that country, and that is the plan. That's exactly what those people who hate Christianity and who hate America want, is to have God turn against this country. Well, if it should happen, and none of these things have to happen, they're happening because the church is silent and because there's so few people who will get up and talk about these important issues. Well, with us this morning is our good friend Colonel Ron Ray, who was Assistant Secretary of Defense during the Reagan administration, Marine who had fought in Vietnam, now retired from the military, but certainly not turning his back on the military, because he spends full time through his first principles organization trying to get back to the religious foundations that once made America and America's military the envy of the world. Colonel, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Man, it's always a pleasure. You made a terrific introduction and excellent summary of the statement. Of course, anybody who knows the American Bible, which is the King James Version, because that's the one Thomas Jefferson had printed at government expense for distribution in the public schools in Washington, D.C., because he had that authority as President of the United States to act as acting superintendent as an additional duty in those days, and it was used. But you mentioned something really important about the role of the church. Many, many pastors will preach from Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. It's, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest for me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." There's a curse in there. And the word destroyed in Hebrew, and I had some people point this out to me, because I used to use that version, that verse a lot when we were working so closely with Dr. Judith Reisman and the whole Kinsey fraud, because I'll forget your children if you forget my law. And God's law was fundamental to the creation of our institutions, public institutions. And so the word Hebrew for destroyed means to render silent. You're destroyed when you can't speak or don't speak. So they have the buildings, the places people go on Sunday, the buildings have been destroyed because they don't speak out in public affairs. But your point is well taken. The second Psalm makes it clear there is a conspiracy. The kings of the earth and the rulers thereof take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. His anointed, and he even uses the word "kiss the son," capital S, in that section of Psalm 2. So you're right on the money, and I think it's an extremely important point. If I may, just before we get into the details you suggested, I think what people need to know is, and you ask anywhere you go to speak, this is a really wonderful way to start. I loved your introduction, but it's interesting. Any audience you speak to, ask them if they could tell you why America has a national motto, "In God We Trust," or why America has always been, from 1492 on, been termed one nation under God. And depending on the age of the audience, you'll find out they have no idea why that would be so. And the answer has always been because the scriptures or the word of God were fundamental in creation of the government. It comes from Blackstone, who said, you know, that his books were published and read more widely in the United States, or in then America, the colonies, than they were in England. But in 1765, he wrote, in four volumes, he summarized everything by saying, upon these two foundations, the law of nature and the law of revelation, depend all human laws. And that found its expression in the Declaration of Independence. Those eight words, the laws of nature and of nature's God, compel the reason for America's separation from Great Britain. Because the king and the parliament were violating the British Constitution, but they were also violating the laws of nature and nature's God. And from that, in that very moment, America became one nation under God officially. And therefore, that's the Supreme Court four times held we were a Christian nation. I read just recently in our Gannett-owned statewide newspaper, the only one we have, our part of the media monopoly, we read an article because there was a group of students in a high school graduation who'd been forbidden to have a prayer, an invocation, and they all, the whole class stood up and recited the Lord's Prayer, and which created a great furor here in the state of Kentucky. And they, Gannett always trots out Dr. Charles Haynes, who works with the Freedom Forum and the First Amendment Center, funded originally in the 30s by the Gannett Foundation, but he's always the guy who comes out and comes up with a volume of logic and reasoning to try to explain why America never has and never was have been a Christian nation, and why if one person is offended by a prayer, that everyone has to be rendered silent, has to be destroyed. And he made that at that point. And isn't it interesting? And most Americans, most lawyers, most preachers don't know that not once, but four times, the Supreme Court held we were a Christian nation between 1844. The first time they used the phrase, in a matter of law, fact, and history, and then in 1931, in other words, 2 years before Franklin Roosevelt achieved essentially dictatorial powers on March the 8th, 1933. So the reasons for that are very, very important. And I could never understand, just as a young conservative going off to war in Vietnam and coming back, and while I was in law school trying to figure out why so many people who had so much in this country hated America. I couldn't figure out where the vehemence came from, because nobody had ever taught me we were a Christian nation. And once I understood what they hate about America is those foundations, and they have determined to eliminate them.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be back in just a moment from Colonel Ron Ray right here on the American Review.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills in Pearl and Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray. And go right ahead, Colonel.
Well, you set up the discussion about our armed forces, and if America, as the Supreme Court held as recently as 1931, is indeed, in fact, in law and history, a Christian nation, and that was true of the foundations of our armed forces, because in 1775, while there was a group of men running from town to town that called themselves the Continental Congress after the Declaration of Independence, the only real American institution that existed was the Continental Navy and the Continental Army, which were founded and created in 1775. John Adams wrote those first principles for the Continental Navy, and who said virtue was so essential. Virtue exalteth a nation, righteousness exalteth a nation, and George Washington adapted, but changed in many ways the British rules of war governing what the Continental Army did. And the first principle, the very first principle of the Continental Navy and Marine Corps, the language that John Adams wrote. There were 40 principles written down by seven founding fathers, chaired by John Adams, who wanted to be sure we have a Navy as well as an Army. They believed that it was impossible for us to just raise up a small ragtag Continental Army. They wanted a Navy, and there was a lot of debate about that in 1774. But the first principle, the very first principle, was that every officer and every commanding officer and every soldier with authority will show in himself personally the highest degree of virtue, honor, subordination, and patriotism, and be vigilant to inspect all of the conduct and behavior of those under his command to guard against and suppress immoral and dissolute behavior for the welfare of those under his command. In other words, virtue. The first general order that George Washington put out was to suppress profanity. How can we call upon, you know, the Father of all lights? How can we call upon the aid of God, as we have done so many times, if with the same mouth, you know, we're going to blaspheme or profane? So that was his first order. So we added to what every successful army has ever had. That is, that they had good order and discipline, that they had uniformity, and they had absolute subordination. America added morality and virtue to its army. And that is the second principle that John Adams wrote, and that was practiced by both the Continental Army and the Continental Navy, was that all the ships would take care that prayer and divine service be performed twice a day. Twice a day. I've asked that question in speaking to preachers and all that, and I say, how many times a day? And some people have said, you know, once a day, some people said on Sunday and all that. It's twice a day, and they're usually quite surprised, and the sermon would be conducted once a week, weather and combat operations notwithstanding. So of the 41st principles, the first two, the first one deals with virtue and morality. The second one deals with prayer and divine services. Both of those have been under attack, been under attack covertly, primarily, was identified by Carol Rees and the Rees Committee investigations of 1953 and 1954. He got a hint of it during the Cox Committee hearings in 1951 and 1952, but could not really do much because the Republicans were in the minority until November of 1952, when Eisenhower was elected president and they captured both houses of Congress And Cox died under very suspicious and sudden circumstances, and couldn't complete his work, and Carol Reese stepped forward to do it. And there's some specific findings, chapter in Renee Wormser's book that I know you carry, Stan, and made available and reprinted at your own expense to bring this important book forward. And you can't understand what's happened in America in the 20th century and is going on now without understanding in detail what findings were made by the Reese, so-called Reese Committee, published in early 1955. The specific finding was that social science would be created to be used for political purposes. Monies of the great foundations would be used to take over the social sciences, because the sciences, social sciences, were to be used as a political instrument. They would suppress all social scientists who disagree or criticize with the basic goal of globalism, humanism, what have you. In other words, anti-American, and they were to specifically develop an elite along Marxist lines in academic social science circles, always emphasizing in the teaching of social science. Notice we went from history, geography, and civics. We began to teach social science or social studies, and they always emphasize pathological aspects of American society to discredit its institutions and culture. And the research was slanted to conform with preconceived objectives of the great foundations. All this is laid out quite importantly in The Foundations, Their Power and Influence by Renee Wormser. And specifically, this elite core of social engineers to remake the world along socialist, internationalist, and humanist lines. First was the foundation-sponsored Kinsey reports were deliberately designed as an attack on Judaic-Christian morality. That's a finding of the committee. And the social science would be used to, and this is the committee's language, to sabotage the structure of the military services. Now, that's a finding in, published in 55, uncovered in 53 and 54. At the same time, in 1956, that first principle that I just read to you was reenacted by the U.S. Congress as part of trying to clean up what was going on in government in terms of socialists and there were active communists in government everywhere from Harry Hopkins all the way down, Alger Hiss, White. They went around and they reenacted John Adams' very words that had still been on the books, but they reenacted them for the Navy and the Marine Corps. And when the sex abuse crisis in our decades got so impossible to ignore in the 90s, 1997, Congress was again persuaded by right-thinking and independent-thinking people to reenact the language, specific language for the Air Force and the Army. But that language hasn't been taught since the Korean War. So what's happened is, as you know, Stan, every Western society that has suffered a political revolution, Russia, Germany, France, and now England and the United States, were subjected to a generation of sexual revolution to prepare the way for the dramatic political takeover that has occurred in the United States now, just like it did in the others. And what's really happened is we're seeing the last American institution with all of its founding principles intact, not taught, but they're still on the books, both prayer and what's called exemplary conduct of virtue and honor. Marine Corps hymn says, the Marines sing, keep our honor clean, our honor clean. That has been permitted to slip, and now we're seeing the Rumsfeld Pentagon. We're seeing them take overt steps to undermine both prayer and undermine exemplary conduct. In fact, I don't know if you're familiar with the American Spectator. It used to be a pretty strong publication during the Clinton administration, but it's gotten to be an apologist for the Bush administration. But their February issue, they have an article that I recommend to folks. That's the American Spectator. I think Al Regnery has something to do with that. The title of the article is The Atheist Foxhole. According to the Bush-Rumsfeld Pentagon, God can never again be a co-pilot. And they writing about actions taken last year in August, where the Secretary of Defense promulgated guidelines for religious expression in the Air Force, which the Air Force has used because it has no traditions back before World War II. It's always used to lead in progressive and radical changes for the armed forces. They start in the Air Force. So few of them are combatants anymore, and it's going to be a model for the rest of the Air Force. The essence of those regulations, which we've been fighting in the courts as well as in the Pentagon, forbid anyone in uniform from giving, and this is a quote, the reasonable perception that the armed forces and hence the U.S. government support any religion over other religions or the idea of religion over the choice of no religious affiliation. They place no specific restrictions on anyone who might advocate atheism or mock or restrict or cause discomfort to Christians who wonder how in a country where the Supreme Court can four times hold you're a Christian nation and your national motto is In God We Trust. In time of war, officials at the top of the Pentagon and the Air Force can take on, openly take on prayer, which is what happened to me in the VMI case. I was involved in the VMI prayer case before 9/11. I was interested in VMI for a long, long time. I happened to have my stepson, who had matriculated there in August of 2001, who was a Marine Reserve, served in Iraq last year. His unit was mobilized, but what was interesting is that after 9/11, when the President of the United States, as Commander-in-Chief, called the whole country to prayer, I figured that the ACLU and its friends, B'nai B'rith, Anti-Defamation League, American Jewish Committee, and the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which eventually joined the ACLU against just a daily mealtime prayer, non-sectarian prayer that was given every day at VMI. I thought after 9/11, they'd back off. They'd go back where they come from, and they would not want to attack prayer in the military after the attack on New York and the Pentagon. But when they did, I mobilized myself, and I've spent a considerable amount of time in the last 5 years upholding, not only upholding the right to pray, but taking prayer all the way back to our founding period, uncovering more than 70 prayer books that were distributed at government expense, taxpayers' expense, strong prayers from 1774 right down to the present time, and collecting that material and making it available to senior officials at the Citadel, VMI, the Naval Academy, got it in the hands of some senior graduates of the Air Force Academy, but they've been overtaken by these politically correct forces. West Point surrendered its prayer, the Citadel surrendered its prayer, the Air Force Academy surrendered its prayer, but the Naval Academy refused based on the influence of Admiral Tom Moore, who died 2 years ago, but whose influence was great all right up to the time of his death, and using our research there. The Navy stood tall, and then VMI has stood tall. So what's going on now at the top of our Pentagon is that Congress, and your listeners need to know this, Congress responded. Senator Jim Inhofe, if you want to look for somebody to encourage Jim Inhofe, a Republican in Oklahoma. He took our research to the floor of the U.S. Senate on November the 9th last year. Much of this material is on our website, firstprinciplespress.org, firstprinciplespress.org, firstprinciplespress.org. You can see these historic prayers. You can see every president of the United States in his inaugural address mentions God, calls upon the creator of the Declaration of Independence, calls upon, what uses prayer to ask for his continued governance, divine providence in their administration as has saved America up to this present hour. 100% of our presidents in every inaugural address have acknowledged our creator and used prayer and petition to invoke divine providence in their administration. So we collected all that stuff and said, how can in time of war, there's supposed to be a global war on terrorism, and we're supposed to be under great threat from without and from within, how is it that these publicly funded groups can attack prayer so openly and so evenly? So what Jim Inhofe did was he gave a speech, lasted 20 minutes, provided the material and put it in the Congressional Record, and called for an amendment in the Defense Authorization Act of 06 in the Senate to encourage prayer at the service, all of the service academies, and to ensure that prayer, the superintendent would have full authority to offer prayer at any academy function as he deemed appropriate. That passed 99-0 in November of 2005. 99-0. And then it passed in the House in December, and President Bush signed it into law in January. And on February the 9th, the Air Force issued regulations directly contrary to what the will of Congress had just been expressed.
And, you know, I think that's so important, Colonel, for our listeners to understand that Congress, you know, are simply figureheads. There are powerful forces working behind the scenes who hate Christianity, who hate God, and, of course, they will totally ignore the will of the American people. And when are we going to have the ability, the courage, the integrity to stand against it? We'll be back here in just a moment here.
New and used guns, handling all major brands with over 350 guns in inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshim, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
No, I'm taking it. I'm waiting on the guy.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. Colonel Ron Ray, and Colonel, let's once again get out your website and how people can get in touch with you and get your information.
Well, they can go on firstprinciplespress.org, firstprinciplespress.org, and much of the material that I've made reference to is cited there. If they would like to send an inquiry or send support so we can keep doing this this ministry, we're the only ones watching the covert and overt attack, the only one that's staying the course with these defending the first two principles, the armed forces in Washington, D.C., and putting this information in the hands of those willing to use it. P.O. Box, first principles are Colonel Ron Ray at P.O. Box 1136. P.O. Box 1136, Crestwood, Kentucky, Crestwood, one word, Crestwood, Kentucky, 40014. That's P.O. Box 1136, Crestwood, Kentucky, 40014. And I'll tell you that, remember this, Oliver Wendell Holmes, when he was one of the most influential justices on the Supreme Court, said a page of history is worth a volume of logic. Most of the folks that come out of the churches and want to stand up in this culture war, as Pat Buchanan and others have called it, they talk church talk. They don't understand that they have to know history and they have to use history to disable their opponents and to advance our cause. Daniel Boorstin, most Americans have never heard his name, but he was the most important historian in America. Officially from 1975 to 1987, for 12 years, he was our librarian of the Library of Congress. He's the historian for the U.S. Congress, for senators and representatives who want to know historically something that they need that would bear on a pending piece of legislation or a debate. Go to the librarian of the Library of Congress. And who that person is an extremely important thing to know. Well, Daniel Boorstin was a great writer, and in 1961, he wrote a book called The Image, A Guide to Pseudo-Events in America. That is, A Guide to Pseudo-Events in America, in which he made this point. And all of your listeners may understand it, but here's the librarian of the Library of Congress who says what we understand to be true. Americans, this is the quote, Americans live in a world of pseudo-facts, which is created for them by their own media. And if you understand that as early as 1934, when Herbert Hoover left office in 33, and in 34, he writes his first book, and it wasn't something to exalt himself. It was called The Challenge to Liberty. He believed that the responsibility of the President of the United States was to secure the blessings of liberty and justice for all. He believed that was the only and primary responsibility. And here's what he said. In 34, bureaucracy has already developed a vast, ramifying propaganda subtly designed to control American thought and opinion. The constant use of the radio, the platform, and the press, by device of exposition, news, and attack with one point of view, becomes a powerful force in transforming the nation's mentality and in destroying its independent judgment. 1934, back when a president who left office had responsibility to continue to act for the benefit of the country he had served, always understanding in the early days that they were servants. I read, Stan, you like David McCullough, even if he is skull and bones from Yale, he's a pretty good historian and he reaches a lot of people with pretty good history. He gave a speech at Hillsdale College in which he pointed out about John Adams, what a remarkable man, a man that we need to know. And he said, history's as important as breathing and eating. If you don't know history, you will be misled by those who would take advantage of you. And he pointed out that John Adams, when he was after he'd been defeated by Jefferson in one of the most brutal elections in American history in 1800, there was a fire across the street from the White House. John Adams left his study, left the White House without protection, and just got into the brigade, the water bucket brigade, to help put the fire out, which was reported in the press the next day. Can you imagine Bill Clinton or George Bush or, you know, any of these guys leaving the residence at the White House and going and helping put out a fire? And the next day it just said John Adams, like a public-spirited citizen he's always been, was in the fire brigade, and it was after his election, after he'd been defeated for office. I mean, he had nothing to gain from that. He did it because he was really, truly a public-spirited citizen. Would that we had one public servant in Washington, D.C., who didn't consider himself our rulers. I think maybe we've got one in Texas named Ron Paul.
Amen. Well, we've got real problems, but of course, this whole effort is to destroy of the religious foundation of America, and they're doing such a great job, and specifically the military. Because if you can destroy the religious position of the military, then all you have is a group of mercenaries who are out there kill and be killed instead of fighting for God and family and country.
Well, more important, Dan, let me say one thing that people need to understand. It's not just because I served in the Marine Corps for 34 years, active duty in the reserve, and that I have regard for it, which I do. But the most important thing is that if the guys with the guns, if the guys carrying the rifles lose their virtue, lose their morality, which is cannot be separated from religion, George Washington said in his farewell address, the two indispensable supports to American government and liberty are Christianity and morality. He used the word religion, but that everybody understood what he was saying, and that's the definition Noah Webster used in his great dictionary. So I'm concerned about the loss of virtue in the armed forces. There's a book out there called Jarhead. It's written by a fellow that went to the Persian Gulf War, so it reflects his experience in the Persian Gulf War. But I mean, the language, the concerns, immoral and dissolute behavior and discussions that went on in that do not reflect well on keeping the honor of clean of the Marine Corps. And I think you would find in World War One, if a man got a sexually transmitted disease, he was court-martialed. In World War Two, it was a medical problem. And we began to pass out condoms in World War Two for the first time before we passed them out in the public schools. So we have gradually slipped because these principles of virtue, morality, honor, subordination, and patriotism, which means love of country, and if you don't understand the country, if you don't know your country, that in other words, if you don't know about your country, it's impossible. You can't love an abstraction. You have to know them, and I was very proud that Inspector General Joseph Schmitz, a friend of ours, a colleague in some of the work we've done before he went in the government, was Inspector General for 3.5 years, been under fierce attack all over the country for fighting for virtue, but he encouraged Donald Rumsfeld to honor Liberty Day, James Madison's birthday, and he did on March 19th, 2002. He put out a reminder that the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, the service members and employees of the Defense Department don't understand their oath anymore. And therefore, we need to teach it. And he put up a website for these documents and issued a press release and encouraged commanders to take on the responsibility that the public schools and the NEA and teachers and principals don't do in social studies anymore. They have to teach the history of this country once again so we understand the oath we take to support and defend the Constitution.
Amen. We'll be back in just a moment, Colonel Ron Ray. And first, if you have a question, give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shift to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked Social Security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And our guest is Colonel Ron Ray, and we're talking really about this conspiracy against God, but as it applies to the military. Because if you could destroy the virtue of the military, I mean, would you really want troops roaming around your area, going door to door, who had no moral foundation, no belief in God, and they're doing everything they can to destroy the faith of these young people and to divorce them from the reality that made America once a great and virtuous nation. And the difficulty is, it permeates our courts, it permeates the executive branch of government, and many people in the legislative branch of government. You know, they will do what they will vote 99-0, you know, in favor of a prayer in our military, because they know that's what the American people want. And the American people are still good people, despite almost half a century of the attack on God in our schools. And it's amazing, I think, that America still has as much morality as it does. Certainly, we permeates every aspect. Morality permeates our television. Television is being systematically used to destroy the morality of our people, as is the motion picture industry, as is so much of radio. But there still is that element here that makes me believe that America is still worthwhile trying to save. Colonel, you pick up the story.
Well, that's what you said is absolutely true. You know, I don't know if you ever had a chance, but our mutual friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, reads the books that we know about that we don't always have time to read. David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he declared himself a proud internationalist.
Yeah, if I were carrying the book now for our listeners.
Are you really? Well, I don't know if your listeners have heard it, but he said that some even believe we are part of a secret, this is David Rockefeller speaking, some people believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. He said, then, if that's the charge, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it.
That's page 405, and the book is available from Radio Liberty. And who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Jerry in Greeley.
Hi, Jerry. How are you? I have a question for the Colonel.
Yes, sir. In regards to what you've both been saying about trying to maintain some sense of morality and decency in the troops, I'm reminded of the 29 Palms survey of the young Marines, I believe in 1992, where over a fourth said that they would open fire on their fellow U.S. citizens in a gun confiscation program domestically if ordered to do so. And I believe that's a result of a lack of proper education of those young men. And my position is that as part of the ongoing campaign to undermine the basic principles that those fighting men should have, that today, if that survey were given and answered honestly, that the figures would be terribly much higher.
Well, let's get Colonel Ray's response to that. Colonel, I'm sure you're aware, you remember that survey.
Oh, I do. I think it was 94. It was published and publicized in the early part of 95 and was kind of a backdrop against the when I was counsel to Michael New from August of 95 to August of 96. Yeah, that was sort of a wake-up call to me, but it should be no surprise. Every army in the history of the world, every military in the history of the world, for the most part, has done. The reason America didn't have a large standing army until after World War II was because we understood that if you take the king's coin, you'll do the king's bidding. That's been true in every military throughout time. You'll carry out orders you find personally reprehensible because you understand if your place in the process is preserved. And that was sort of a wake-up call for me. I was I'd gotten to know Stan Monteith, but I hadn't read all the material that he's been so kind to produce and make available, and he made a quick student out of me. So, yeah, I think it's a problem. I agree with you. I think since the Patriot Act, since the anti-terrorism laws of 1995, which were on the books as soon as Oklahoma City went up, they came forward, a big, long list of those things to undermine the Bill of Rights and to create a stronger central government. I have no doubt that if that poll was taken today, you'd probably find more. But I will say this. Of the 75% who said no, there were written on those, because I talked to the author of that study done at the postgraduate school, Navy postgraduate school in Monterey. I was I did some speaking out there in Monterey back in the 90s. But he said to me, he said, you would not believe some of the things. That would be against the Bill of Rights. That would be against the Constitution. That would be an illegal order. There were many strong statements made. And I will say one other thing, and Stan has heard me say this many, the final wake-up call for me was David Horowitz's testimony in Los Angeles before the Presidential Commission on the Assignment of Women in the Armed Forces, August of 1992. I was one of 15 presidentially appointed commissioners, and he said, I was raised in a Bolshevik home dedicated to the overthrow and subversion of America and all of its institutions. By the late 60s, we'd captured all of your institutions, except the armed forces. And that when the Vietnam War, the protracted no-win Vietnam War, didn't finish the job on the military as we hoped, then we determined that promoting women in combat and homosexuality in the armed forces was the best way to destroy the armed forces. And that was, again, in 92, there were 15 commissioners. I was the only one that understood exactly what was said. The vote was 7-7 and a waiver. The seven who were for women in combat did not change their vote based on that testimony, subject to the penalties of perjury, and I basically left my law practice behind and have been full-time in the idea that promoting virtue in the armed forces is important to the well-being of this country in so many, many ways, but because it's much easier to teach and enforce and preserve what's already there than to have to repeal bad stuff and put good stuff back in. It takes 10 times the effort. So this effort to support the biblical foundations of the armed forces is unique in the country, and we need your prayers and we need your support so that we can continue doing what we're doing.
Let's get that web page out and address one more time.
FirstPrinciplesPress.org. FirstPrinciplesPress.org. First Principles is at P.O. Box 1136, Crestwood, Kentucky, 40014.
Have that. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Stan.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a mile-high energy, too.
Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Dr. Jan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Colonel Ron Ray. I hope you enjoyed it, and what a privilege to have Colonel Ray as a friend and be able to call on him on short notice, because Avi Lipkin was supposed to have been our guest this morning. Of course, he's over in England. He'll be back, however, next week, and he'll be with us on the 4th of July picnic, and we're really looking forward to that. Colonel Ray mentioned the book, Foundations, the Power and Influence. We've kept this in print for many years. We're down, perhaps, to a few cases now, but this is one of the most important books you'll ever read. Who is financing this whole move to destroy America? The Rockefeller, the Ford, and the Carnegie Foundations. Why are they doing that? Were they taken over by the radical left? No. No, the Rockefellers, the Fords, and the Foundations, and the Carnegies were all involved in the occult. And they got their great wealth because they served a different god. And when you understand the spiritual component behind this, it all begins to make sense. You need to get the book, Foundations, the Power and Influence. It's certainly one of the five most important books in my library. The telephone number to get it, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand what's going on in the world, you need to read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope. Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Fire in the Minds of Men by James Billington, the Librarian of Congress. Constance Cumby's The Hidden Dangers of a Rainbow, and of course my Brotherhood of Darkness. Those books will give you the understanding, and of course certainly James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, is a member of the CFR. He's not going to tell you about the influence of the Illuminati here, even though he knows about it, because we got from through his office copies of the 1903 publication on the Clintonian Illuminati. The Clintonian Illuminati, and believe me, they didn't want to give it to us, but, well, Colonel, Dr. Dennis Getty and I were a little skullduggery. We were able to get that. It cost me $50 or $75. We do make it available through Radio Liberty. The Clintonian Illuminati was operating here in 1803. The same forces, the same spiritual forces that were the Illuminati are operating in the United States today. We're up against a satanic conspiracy. They're organized satanic groups. We're going to be carrying, incidentally, Alex Jones' video entitled The Bohemian Grove. I just watched it this last weekend. It's been updated. So much more footage and so much more information. It is so important you understand what the sacrifice of care is really all about. Of course, it is a sacrifice of God that sets these men free, and they have to sacrifice them every year to get rid of God's moral restraint on their dissolute lives and behavior. And when you find out who is there, the leaders of America, the presidents of the United States. Alex Jones, a video, if you haven't seen it, on the Bohemian Grove, and you ought to get that along with my four-tape set on the Bohemian Grove. It will give you tremendous insight into what's going on. And, of course, they're available, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, all of the books I mentioned, Tragedy and Hope, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, Fire in the Minds of Men, The Brotherhood of Darkness, all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and then please go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty. And so until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer,